Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to a Donnie Football Friday, our last hour, a power hour, you might call it. Donnie, I think it's going to be fun, except I think I'm going to lose in the quiz show again.
You got to win one of these weeks, Joe.
I know, because, well, no, I give you credit. I was going to make an excuse. Limits really doesn't give me questions in the old wheelhouse, which is 70 sports. 70 Sports. It's a Football Friday. Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. The text line on which you can communicate with my dear friend Limits is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's go. Let's get this thing moving. It's another quiz show. Donnie's already clinched the season series. I'm playing for pride, and I got a lot of it. I plan to win.
All right,
I'm
Joe.
Playing for next year, Donnie.
All right, Joe. Here we go. He's playing for a draft pick. Here's the first question to you, Joe. Joe,
yes.
This former Lions Pro Bowler in the 1960s later moved on and became a coach with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who was he?
Dick LeBeau.
Joe starts out with correct answer. A correct answer for Joe.
I don't want to hear many complaints.
Here we go.
That's about as easy as a softball as you could possibly throw.
I was trying to throw one to you there.
Throw a softball. I'll take it.
Trying to give you
Donnie,
one there, Joe.
Let's be honest about this. I've competed in regulation time.
You have.
You've beat me in late innings. My bullpen stinks.
Yeah.
But I get leads, right?
You do.
All right.
You're like Donnie, Colin Holderman ahead. In the eighth inning.
I know.
Okay, Donnie. Donnie, on Thanksgiving Day in 1991, Jerome Bettis was at the coin toss at the start of overtime in the famous heads-tails game. This Steeler was at the coin toss with Jerome Bettis. Who was he?
Carnell Lake, and it was 1998. You said 91.
Oh, I said 91. It was 98, and you are correct that it was Carnell Lake.
My God, you're even correcting the guy asking the questions. This is unbelievable, Limits.
Wonderful job there, Donnie.
Thank you, Joe.
Wonderful
Since
job, Donnie.
Ray Fittipaldo spoiled one of the questions, we will stay in the game. When Juju Smith-Schuster scored a 97-yard touchdown against the Lions from Ben Roethlisberger, there was only one other touchdown that was scored in the game.
Yeah.
Who scored the touchdown?
Le'Veon Bell.
I don't really like that you guys are obliterating the quiz show, but you're 3-for-3.
I was there.
Were you actually there?
I was. Joe was there. I was. I covered that game.
Wow.
Yes, I did limits. We already told the whole story earlier about how after the game...
Rode down the elevator with Matt Stafford and his wife.
There you go. You missed that story, limits?
No, I was listening. I just wanted to see if you were remembering recalling it correctly.
All right.
The next question goes to Donnie. Donnie.
Yes.
On November 14, 2021... the Steelers and Lions tied 16-16 at Heinz Field.
Wait, what year?
2021. In a game that Mason Rudolph started after Ben Roethlisberger was diagnosed with COVID a day
before the
game.
Donnie's all over this. See, this is Donnie's wheelhouse right here. I can tell he's just revving up to answer this and probably correct you on the question. Go ahead.
Okay, Donnie. Two players fumbled for the Steelers late in that game. Can you name me the two players that fumbled for Pittsburgh that ended up causing what could have been a win to be a tie?
Pat Freiermuth.
That's one.
That's one.
And our boy Deontay Dropson.
Deontay Dropson could not hold on. That is correct.
I wouldn't have gotten the second one. I remember the Freiermuth fumble like it was yesterday.
That's the one
I
that
also
like
remember
clinched it.
Mason Rudolph throwing a ground ball to Ray McLeod in the end zone. You remember that, Donnie?
That was pretty early in the game, wasn't it?
Infield practice with Rick Sofield.
They had him throw the ball like 50 times.
They did.
Yeah. Rick Gofield.
Yep.
Next question to you, Joe. Are you ready?
No.
Are you sure?
Yep.
The Steelers hosted the Lions in the season opener, Joe, of the 1973 season. The Steelers beat Detroit 24-10. This Steelers tight end had one catch, a 24-yard touchdown to give the Steelers a lead, 17-10, and was all that they needed to win it. Who was he?
Benny Cunningham.
Wrong.
Oh.
It was not Benny Cunningham.
That hurt.
I mean, I have no idea who. Benny Cunningham's the only tight end I know from the Steelers back then.
May I guess
I have no idea. Yeah, go ahead and guess again.
Randy Grossman.
Wrong.
Larry Brown.
Wrong.
Come on. 1973 Steeler tight end. I'm out of Albert DeBinion. I'm out of tight ends here. I just named three tight ends from the team.
Wrong.
Not Randy Grossman. He was later. Was he later?
Wrong.
I don't know if he was later. Give me a hint.
This player played for the Steelers from 1972 to 1974.
A whopping three-year career.
Give me another one. I mean, that's
he was a third-round pick in 1972 of the Steelers.
Nope, not doing it for me, limits. What college?
He went to Clemson.
Tre Rollins.
No.
Nobody knows who Tre Rollins is. Buzz, if you're out there listening, you know Tre Rollins, right? Clemson shot blocker. I don't know, limits, and I'm going to be... Donnie,
Joe, you said this was your wheelhouse, so I gave you a question specifically from that era.
Yeah, you could give me another question more obscure than that, limits. It doesn't mean any question from the early 70s I'm going
to
get.
And now you ask me to go towards that era. I do, and now you're questioning my question.
See, this is limits.
And this is why the quiz show...
Intentionally making me look bad.
No, you were making yourself look bad. By giving me an area to go to.
Who was the Steelers' 11th round pick in 1972, limits? Who was their 11th round pick in 72?
Wow,
you said you knew
70s. One of the textures. You said that you knew the 70s. I didn't say that.
I didn't say I knew everything that ever happened in the 70s, like who some obscure Steeler tight end who caught a touchdown against the Lions.
Well, the texters are more intelligent than you are then because they are texting me.
Give me the initials. Give me the initials.
J.M.
J.M. Johnny Moorhead? J.M. J.M. Give me the first name.
What does the first and last name rhyme with?
Yep.
Give me the first name.
John.
No, that doesn't help. I thought it was John.
You had John
Morstra.
Correct.
John Miller?
John
Miller from Blackhawk.
John Miller?
I give up.
Is that your answer?
Yep.
No. The answer is... John McMacken.
Nope. Sorry.
So what
Donnie.
Are we tied at two?
Tied at one.
No, you're tied at two.
No, we both got two.
You both got two correct.
Yeah.
When did I get a second one correct?
It was the Le'Veon Bell scoring the touchdown.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Right, go ahead, Lemon.
Is this one to me?
This one goes to Donnie. Donnie, right. In that game that the Steelers and Lions tied, this Steelers player had a game-high 9 catches. Who was he?
I'll go Najee Harris.
That is incorrect.
9 catches from our friend Mason Rudolph, huh? I'll go Freiermuth.
Incorrect.
2021. I'll go James Washington.
That is a great guess, but it's incorrect.
Eric Ebron.
No.
Ladarius Green.
Ladarius Green? No.
So that was mean.
Did Deontay Johnson have the 9 catches?
What? I don't know where he was.
He was not on that team.
It was not Deontay.
Ray McLeod.
Booyah!
Yeah, baby!
Ray McLeod had 9 catches.
He would have had 10 if it weren't a grounder in the end zone.
For 63 yards, Deontay led the team in yards that day, but Ray had 9 catches.
See, this is what happens, Donnie. And now you manipulate the strategy like a baseball manager in the late innings. Is this the final question?
Yes, and Joe, you have the first choice as to whether you would like to take the ball or defer.
I've played these wrong. Yeah, give me the question.
Joe, since 2014, 18 players have played for the Steelers and the Detroit Lions since 2014. 18 players have played for the Steelers and the Lions. How many of those 18 can you name?
4.
Donnie, can you name 5? Donnie, let him name 4.
What a move by Donnie. What a move
by Donnie.
I don't know.
Come on, Joe. I'm
just picking
for
a number. I should have picked. But if I had said 2, would you have gone?
Maybe. You try to think so fast if you can think of any of them.
All right. I'm ready to go.
Okay. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
Are you positive? Would you like a minute to think about it?
No.
All right, go ahead.
Ray McLeod. Right or wrong, Limits?
Ray McLeod?
No, not Ray McLeod. Cam Sutton.
What is your answer?
Why is he doing it?
Cam Sutton.
Cam Sutton.
Cam Sutton is 1.
Okay.
Did you pick Ray McLeod?
No.
Okay.
That was left over from the previous thing.
I was just making sure, because that was the first name that you said.
All right. Donnie, I don't know. Now I'm choking again. This is what happens every year. This is like the Bills in a Super Bowl. Linebackers, defensive linemen, tight end anywhere, wide receiver here and there. Since 2014, you said?
2014. They have played for either the Steelers or the Lions since 2014.
I'm choking.
There are 18 options. You have gotten 1. You have 10 seconds to answer.
Donnie, help.
9, 8.
A quarterback,
7,
maybe?
6.
Charlie Batch,
5.
Was he still in the league?
Charlie Batch was not still in the league. Incorrect. Joe loses on the final question again.
There's one I know for sure.
What's that?
Isaiah Bugs.
Isaiah Bugs is correct, yes.
The one running back, is it like Godwin Igwabuke?
Godwin Igwabuke, Donnie! Yes!
That's 3.
But then, see, after that, I would have been, I'd be in trouble.
I thought for sure you would bite on that and try and name 5. Give us a position, O Limitless.
You haven't
wonder.
Gotten the easy tight end answers.
Eric Ebron?
Ebron.
Eric Ebron and Jesse James.
Oh. See, I choked.
Also, how about Miles Killebrew? He played for the Lions before he came to the Steelers.
Harmon Killebrew.
That's a tough one.
How about
me?
Tyson Alulu? He went to the Lions after playing for the Steelers.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
How about the year after he played for the Steelers, Allen Robinson went to the Lions for a couple of games.
Nobody remembers that.
What about our favorite secondary man, Darius Slay, that played for the Lions
and
the Steelers?
I almost said Darius Slay, and then I panicked and thought, no. When was he on the Lions?
He played against them in that 2017 game.
That How hurts. About depth offensive defensive lineman Broderick Martin that played his first game with the Steelers?
Wouldn't have gotten that one.
Kyle Allen, who's the backup with Detroit this year? Kyle Allen?
Yep.
Deshaun Elliott, did you know he played a year with the Lions?
I did not.
No, I thought he was Ravens.
Ryan McCollum or Quan Alexander or Jalen Elliott or Arthur Millett, who's with the Lions now?
Wait. There was another running back, the guy that Ed Bouchette.
Kalen Ballage.
Yes, Kalen Ballage. Him?
No. Not on the active roster. Also, how about LeGarrette Blount? 1 year with the Steelers, 2018 with the Lions.
He was with the Lions?
How about Allen Robinson? We said Allen Robinson. How about Lance Moore? Steelers 2014, Lance Lions Moore. 2015.
Yeah. That was a great question, Limits. It was.
Thank you.
Great question.
That is a good one because there's so many random dudes. There's like very few that actually stand out.
So, Donnie, you are currently up 9-2.
I'm darn proud of you.
Wow, and you just mocked Joe with the celebration. Joe, did you see that?
Whoa, is that on camera?
He's doing
camera?
It again. Yes, it's on camera.
That's taunting. Cassius Marsh over penalty? Here.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Man, what a big weekend of football. A guy like Donnie Football, I would think, is quite fired up for this, Donnie, yes?
Yes, I am, Joe. Especially since 24 hours from now, I will be in Detroit Rock City taking in a lot of these games tomorrow afternoon.
Of all the games, other than obviously the Steelers. So outside of the Steeler game, if you could watch one college or pro game from now till Monday night, what would it be? That's a toughie, ain't it?
I'd probably say Packers-Bears.
Mm.
Patriots-Ravens is up there just because of the intrigue with the Ravens, too.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. It's windy today. Temps dropping into the mid to low 20s, low of 22. That's Andrew McCutcheon. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And the Fan hotline, as always, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Here we go, Donnie. Let's do some predictions. Limits?
All righty, Joe. The scores where we left off after last week. Joe is in the lead. What a comeback from down by 9 to up by 10. 63-53 you are, Joe. And if you were looking on our video feed right now, Joe looks like he is... I don't know what he's doing. Waving his finger back and forth and...
You mean I'm 10 games over 500. Correct. I'm not ahead of you guys by 10.
Yeah, that's what I mean. 63-53.
You had me.
Yeah, you're 10 games over 500, I should say. You are two ahead of me at 61-55. Donnie has some work to be able to pick up on, 59-57 after the tough week for all of us 2 weeks ago, where Donnie went 3-5, I went 5-3, and Joe went 6-2. Amy Mock for you, Joe, picked a 4-4 week, and it's the same record that Donnie and I had last week.
Yes, Amy, you go. She picked the Bills to win. I picked them to lose. She was right.
Yeah, so it ended up being basically just a split and a wash for last week. So here we go. A couple of weeks before we get to the playoffs. But we do start with the college football playoffs and college football with number 9 Alabama and number 8 Oklahoma. Donnie, Who do you have winning this game? It's at Oklahoma.
Wait, are we going spread or win?
Well, we can go spread. It's Oklahoma by 1.5, so you're basically picking the winner.
Okay, so Oklahoma minus 1.5 is the spread right
Correct.
Now. I'm going to take Alabama. I feel like they are the team that you circle and you say, do they really deserve to be in this spot? Maybe it's Notre Dame that should have gotten in over a team that lost 3 times, over a team that got blown out in its conference title game. But I think Alabama is going to be that classic case of a team that proves, you thought we didn't belong here, but we do. I think Alabama goes to Oklahoma and wins tonight to move on to the semifinal round.
Wow, I don't like...
Or not semifinal, but the next round.
Yeah, I don't like Ty Simpson against this defense. He's really gone stale here, Limits. I'm taking Oklahoma all day, every day. I think Mateer is getting better from that hand injury. I'm picking them to win by at least a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm with you, Joe. I do like John Mateer a lot. Now, these two teams did play earlier on this season. Oklahoma has won 4 in a row. And in that matchup, Oklahoma did beat Alabama on the road, 23-21. Now they get them at home.
I'm shocked by Donnie's pick. I'll tell you right now, I'm shocked by Donnie's pick.
Okay, let's see what Donnie has to say about number 10 Miami, who did sneak in over Notre Dame, at number 7 Texas A&M. Aggies are favored by 3.5, Don.
I'm going to go with Miami.
Woo!
I'm going to take Miami. I think they can win this football game outright. Carson Beck has some athletes on that offense. I mean, they came in here when Pitt still felt like they had some life in the ACC race. They quickly dispelled of those notions. I think this will be the best game we get all weekend in college football. I know it might not be saying much, but I'm going to take the U to win outright.
It's the highest profile of these games, I think, and I think Miami can actually win the national championship. They have a red-hot quarterback. I think Carson Beck, in his last however many games, has 11 touchdowns and 1 pick. I like a hot quarterback and a talented team going into the playoffs, Mr. P. I'm going Miami
to win outright. Okay, I like Texas A&M in this game. I'm going to swallow the points and say that they're going to be able to win it by about 4, maybe 7. Look, I know Texas A&M's schedule, they played a lot of cupcakes before they got to the very end of the year and lost to Texas. But I think that they have something to prove, and Elko will have the boys going, and A&M will win it. This is where men will become boys this week, as we have a lot of different differences of opinions with some of these teams. Number 11, Tulane, is at number 6, Ole Miss. The line is 17.5. Will anybody do it? Will anybody say that Tulane will cover? Joe, will you do it?
Well, considering when they played in the regular season, it was 45-10. Why in the world would I do that, Mr. P? Plus, this is college football in a nutshell. John Sumrall's gone from Tulane. Lane Kiffin's gone from Ole Miss. What are we doing here?
Sumrall's still there.
Well, he's set to take over at Florida.
Right,
you know what I mean. He's on his way out the door, Limits.
Right. But, I mean, Lane Kiffin's already gone.
Okay.
Does that make a factor in your pick?
That's college sports in a nutshell. I'm going to take Mississippi by a million here.
I'm going to ride the green wave.
What? With Pat Summerall.
I'm going to take Tulane. They're not going to win the football game, but I think they're the only one that has a shot to keep their game competitive. I will take them plus the 17.5 points tomorrow afternoon.
You know what, Donnie?
Wow.
This is where we're going to see if we can keep up with Joe or surpass Joe, or we fall really back behind. Give me the wave! Old Miss will win the game, but I think it'll be by 17 points. And Tulane will find a way to cover in the end. You got to love it. Number 12, James Madison, is at number 5, Oregon, fellas. I feel like if there was one team that you can complain about being in the playoff, it is James Madison. I think that Oregon will win this game. I don't like it being 21.5. That's how Vegas gets you, because they could easily just win it by 21. But I will take the Ducks to be quacking their way to a victory by 22+, Joe.
Quack away, Limits. Quack away.
Quack, 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 quack.
It's actually a pretty good quack.
Quack, that was quack, good quacking.
Quack, quack.
Are you also taking the Ducks, Joe?
Of course I'm taking the Ducks. Lanning, he likes to run scores up. This score could be like 78-4 just to make fun of the system.
Yeah, I think Oregon could win this game by 30.
A couple safeties, you think? 78-4.
Oregon just takes a couple of safeties to feel bad. They just take a knee in the end zone.
Right. I like
punter runs out of the back of the end zone the one time they have to punt at the end of the game.
Listen, is the over-under for this game 45.5? Am I seeing that correctly?
I don't have it. I don't have that actually pulled
up. Is that
up.
What you see, Limits?
You said
over-under?
You said 45.5?
I think that's what I'm seeing for James Madison, Oregon. Am I not?
I see 45.5 as well, yes.
Oh.
Oregon might get that in the first quarter on their own. That's like the bet of the millennium.
How dare you insult Bob Chesney and JMU, the future coach at...
That does seem like a low number.
They could have Kenny Chesney out there. Wouldn't make a difference, Limits.
The future coach at UCLA, Bob Chesney. So we all have Oregon, correct?
Yep.
All right, to the NFL we go. Bills at Browns. Buffalo is favored by 10.5. Joe, you've been anti-Bills all year. Are you going to go with the Browns?
Heck yeah, to cover.
Wow!
It's going to get ugly out there. The Bills will win the game. They'll find a way to win in the end with Josh Allen, but that's a ridiculous and embarrassing point spread for any NFL game, really. Shedeur Sanders will even do work against the Bills. It'll probably wind up being something like 23-14 Bills, but they won't cover. I'm picking Browns.
I think it'll be like 28-10. I'm going to take the Bills to lay the 10.5 points. Shedeur coming off his worst game. Josh Allen is really heating up that Bills team. Maybe has some fire in them because they know that they are not quite out of the AFC East race just yet. Give me Buffalo minus 10.5.
Yeah, the Bills are only 7-7 against the spread this season, so that does create some cause for concern for me. But I do think that they will go in there and be able to handle the Cleve Brownies.
Limits, we have to get this moving. We have about 2.5 minutes. Are we getting in trouble if we're late for the PM, guys? Let's
Bengals
go. Two-minute drive.
Bengals are 4-point favorites at the Dolphins. I like Cincy.
Oh, my God. I like anybody against the Dolphins right now. Yes, I'll go Cincy.
I'll go Cincy there, too.
Sunday Night Football, Patriots at the Ravens. Ooh. Joe, you've already made your pick, huh?
I have. Patriots are really banged up defensively, so I'm going Ravens in this one.
I'm going with the Ravens, too, and I'm really hoping this is the one game that I can highlight and be wrong about all weekend, but something just feels so fishy about that line when you look at it like, oh, only a sucker would take this. So that's why it makes me think maybe they're on to something. I'll go Baltimore minus 3.
Man, I don't feel good about this game whatsoever. I think that there's a really good chance New England pulls it out, but I'm going to go with Baltimore. Whatever. Steelers at the Lions, 6.5 points. The Lions are favored by. I am going with Detroit in this game. I have the Lions winning it by 10, 34-24, so they will cover. I think that offense is just too explosive for the Steelers. Rodgers will put up points, but it won't be enough against a very desperate Detroit team, Joe, to get it done.
I like the Steelers to make this game very close and possibly win it. I went with Detroit 36-33. The Lions aren't that good. They have a very explosive offense, but they haven't won back-to-back games since October 5th. What are we talking about here? Sometimes, like the old saying, when somebody tells you who they are, believe them. I believe they're an up-and-down, inconsistent, fringe playoff team, kind of like the team they're playing. It's going to be close. I'll take the Steelers to cover.
I'm going to take the Lions to win and the Lions to cover. I think this could be a very fun game, an offensive-filled game. The viewing audience that maybe isn't a fan of the Lions or Steelers will get to enjoy a good one. I think they can go back and forth, but I think Detroit wins this game 38-30 Sunday afternoon, narrowly covering that 7-point spread.
You got one more, Limits?
If you want to go over the one that we talked about.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, fine, let's do it. West Virginia basketball, the most obscure game. We're not picking Pitt Penn State in the basketball edition of the in-state rivalry. No. Instead, Joe has decided that we will pick West Virginia basketball against Mississippi Valley State with a 24.5-point spread.
This is born of Limits accidentally picking a WVU basketball game instead of a football game from weeks ago.
Yes.
Mississippi Valley State, in honor of Jerry Rice, they're absolutely going to cover. I'm picking them to cover.
Shout out to Jerry Rice, the greatest wide receiver ever, but I'm going to take West Virginia.
Limits?
Yeah, I'm taking West Virginia as well. I hope that, Joe, what if this game ends up coming down to the reason why somebody
like
wins
last
and loses?
Year, Last year was the stupid pay-per-view fight we bet on that I lost.
Oh, yeah,
on.
Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Yeah, Jake Paul, and I got it right. And I got it
That's
right.
That's how you won.
That's how I won.
It was worth 3 points. You know what? We're making this WVU basketball game worth 3 points.
Worth 3 points.
How do you like that, Donnie?
I like it.
A three-pointer. You like it?
Let's do it.
See you, Limits. Thank you. Great job.
Thank you, fellas. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks to everybody here at Bowser Chevy in Monroeville. As always, we had a blast. Donnie, you have a good football weekend and a good trip to Detroit. Be very careful out there and say hello to the Baconian mongoose if you see him in the wilds of Detroit.
Thank you, Joe. Will do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle, but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.